KCKQ. Good morning, Tom. I have my hand full.
Good morning. What is on your agenda for the day? Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Get at this place in Troy, fix the front door, see why it's causing alarms, add a couple cards to the system, and then off to Grand Rapids.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't be too bad. It's supposed to be rainy around here, and I have to work in Father's garage because that's where the lift is. Hopefully I can at least put the back of the truck in the garage so I can work, you know, have my tools on the tailgate and work dryly.
Is that your dad's house?
The priest's house. The overflow is the third bay in the priest's house garage because there's two people living there and one empty bay and we use it.
Oh, okay. So what, you got one of those rollable hydraulic lifts kind of thing?
The ceiling and the lights up in the air over the pews and all that sort of stuff, they're up there quite a ways. I'd hate to know how they did it before they ever had the hydraulic lift, but, yeah. Climbing up and down that ladder would be just as good as going to the gym.
Yeah, 30-foot A-frame or 20-foot A-frame? Yeah, no, I'm not into that.
But yeah, well, they knew that this thing wasn't working at Easter time. And, of course, they wait for me to get around to looking at it. Well, I guess it's not too bad, considering it just won't go up, so nobody's getting stuck.
But the motor runs, or is that the problem? The motor doesn't run either.
The motor runs, and I'm not sure. There's a way that you can do a cleaning cycle, and it's to open the manual lower and run the pump, and I'm seeing some motion in the tank, but I don't know. I got to get that screen out, make sure that's not all gummed up, and probably the check valve or the ball valve, make sure that's moving freely, and if neither one of those are the case, then I don't know. We could buy a $3,100 replacement for the motor tank and the hydraulic unit.
That does not sound like fun. And you don't want that hydraulic fluid on your hands.
Well, it uses ATFA. But any way you look at it, no, I don't want that stuff on my hands. I have my rough service rubber gloves. I have my box of those from the garage at home, so I'll have rubber gloves on for that because I hate all that oil.
Oh, so it's a safer hydraulic oil because I heard that hydraulic oil, you know, does some nasty stuff if it absorbs in your skin.
I've had hydraulic oil on my hands, but I never like to leave it on there too long. And there's, of course, all kinds of other things that I should have wore rubber gloves through the years and never did. But, yeah, I'm older, I'm wiser, I do it right now.
Yeah, same here. I worked in a plastic factory and had to refill the hydraulic pump sometimes for the presses and maintenance on them and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm wiser now. I don't stand on top of a pallet, you know, and then get raised up by a high-low, and then climb across the high-low onto the pallet to clean out the vent. Not anymore.
Yeah, well, back in the day, I've done the same thing, but I'm too old to do that now. If I fall, I don't think I bounce anymore.
The same here. I try not to fall, but when I do fall, it takes a while to get back up. I don't even like kneeling anymore because it's just a pain trying to get back up.
Yep. Anyways, I got to figure out if the one solenoid is actually firing. And if that is, then I got to actually start tearing the thing apart. That's the part that I don't like. But it has to be done, and if I can get it working and fixed and save the church the $3,100, I'll be considered a hero once again.
Yeah. All right, I got a phone call. I'll chat at you later. KCKDO.
Have a good, safe drive and a good day. WHBPD.
KCKJL.
Good morning, Macomb 14, NAWRO. How's it going, Tom?
Oh, heading back out to Grand Rapids for another run.
Yeah, that's a long haul again. Hey, is that the place they make furniture, Grand Rapids?
Yeah, there is a place. They're called Grand Rapids Furniture. It's one of my accounts. They make, like, bar stools, stuff like that.
Yeah, I kind of thought that town was known for that, or at least historically was. So I figured there's some leftover there that's still doing it. I think our dining room table came from that town, but I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, I think Howard Miller Clock was out there, too.
Yeah, I remember that company. That was they did some grandfather clocks. Nice ones back in the day, mantle clocks, things of that nature.
Yeah, I know they're big, I know they're expensive, but I really like them still.
Well, let's see here. I see that you might be doing the Dream Cruise. Looks like you signed up. Of course, you're all set. You've got DMR and everything, so it shouldn't be a problem. I just posted the 205 from last year on one section of Discord, not the normal side. And I'm just curious I'm wondering if they're going to change it up a little. Obviously, if so, they'll have to get us so we can modify our code plugs.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think John, WUO, John's going to pick me up that day because Rachel has my car.
Oh, that's nice of them. Hey, you know what? I'm not going. So, but maybe we could work out a shuttle, or I pick you up and take you over closer to John's. You know, we could work something like that out, Tom.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Why aren't you doing it this year?
Well, I actually didn't do it last year either. I did actually have something going on last year, but I'm looking at the roster. I think I'd rather stay back at the ranch this year. Of course, it depends on the heat and all that, and I kind of know my limitations, but, yeah, it looks like all of admin will be going, so I'm going to stay back at the ranch here, and, yeah, in case we have Skywarn and stuff while you guys are out there. So far, we have 10, but there's two more, you know, Wally's going to go, and one of the other guys, Bill, K-8-W-A, has indicated he's going to go. So that'll be 12, a dozen, and I'm sure there'll be more.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm going to take the Friday off, and I might do the Berkeley one, too. See how that goes. I got to find my bike from my 6550. I know I got it around somewhere.
And I don't mean to talk all things ARPSC, but you got the net coming up Thursday. Any idea what your schedule would be Thursday? I think 88MP might be doing the net, but if you're available and out on the road, you're welcome to drop in. Probably be on Discord event one, maybe, just to, you know, kind of start listening how we do things in case you, I think you indicated you threw your hat in the ring, right?
Yeah, I like to learn a little bit more about it. I mean, it doesn't seem too difficult. You know, and I'm used to talking in front of crowds. You know, I'm used to talking on the radio and annoying everybody, so why not?
Yeah, I always find it's good to have some kind of a sidebar channel off to the side. So at one point we were using Hoyt, and of course we're using the leadership Discord. But like David is AAMP is not in the leadership. Leader, more than doing it, and then once you feel you're ready, then and John will log for you. So all you got to worry about is doing the script, and you'll be watching the log. I guess we'd have to get Excel configured on your machine too. So there are a few little steps, but by the time you're ready to actually do it, you should be all set to go.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Thursday. I got to see what my schedule is. I'm not sure if we're going out to St. Joseph's again Thursday or not. Got to find out.
NAWRO. Oh, yeah, certainly no worries. You know, especially when you're shadowing. You're either there or you're not. Of course, John, as you know, is the net boss, so he'll have to work something out with you, on the time that you actually are going to do it. Because I know the nature of your position, you never really know. You might be scheduled on a particular day sometime in the future, but that your job takes you away. So you just have to get a hold of John, and, he'd make arrangements to cover.
Oh, absolutely. I guess that sometimes it's quiet, sometimes it's, it's crazy. And we got the in-person next week, right?
Yeah, I think, the 30th. So not this Thursday, but next Thursday. It's sort of the makeup meeting because there's 5 Thursdays in July because we took the 16th off due to the smoke conditions. So we're going to do the 30th. And it's still a Thursday, so most people should be able to make it, but, it's going to be understood that if you can't because you didn't plan on it, that's fine too. But, yeah, we had a couple of guys that needed to sign off on their level ones so they can be deployed. Well, that reminds me, I got to go through the roster, find out who doesn't have a photo. You got to have a photo to be deployed. Of course, you're all set. You got one. You got one back for when Dean was doing them last year, I think.
I have two. I got my first photo from when Dave first printed up cards, and then the second one is when Dean took pictures of everybody. So I have that current one. I just don't have the new one with the new logo on it yet.
What John calls the trading card, the certs and stuff, my photo and all that, he really liked that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and that badge printer looks like it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's got the double-sided stock now, too, which is what we wanted. So, yeah, this will be going through different versions, but there were reasons why we had to do it. And, of course, the new logo now. So, but this should be it for a while.
Oh, yeah, because I have to order a few door magnets.
Yeah, they look nice on Dave's car. Mike's got mine. He's out of town right now, so we'll wait till he gets back. Maybe the 30th. Yeah, I think he should be back next Thursday. So, it'll be nice to see how those look on the Explorer. I think they'll look nice on mine. Your car plus John's as well.
Or we're going to go to a different company.
Mike said he went through a different company because that 123 company did not do round. And I'm not sure what company he went through, but, boy, they came out nice. They really do look nice. They configure the magnet, configures to the contour of the side of the door. So, it really, really looks sharp on Dave's car. And I guess, I saw it on Mike's car. He sent a photo of it on his wife's blue car, I believe it was. It really looked nice. So, it's nice to get back to that for officially sanctioned events, right?
Oh, absolutely. I might just keep them on the card. It looks nice.
Oh, I believe the policy is for events only, but you go direct to Dave with that. I kind of think it's events only. But, I mean, anytime let's say you're driving down to a meeting, right? That's an event. And so that's the way we advertise as well. I mean, that's my thinking, we do advertise. But as far as going to the grocery store or just going to work or whatever, I don't think they've won that. So, but, you can get with him next time you see him.
Absolutely. yeah, going down to the events, yeah, definitely they're going to be on there. You know, or wherever I'm at with RPC in the car. You know, they'll do just fine. She gets some other ones that just say ARRL on them, or, you know, some other amateur radio logos or something.
Yeah, not without cluttering up the back window or anything. I'm thinking of getting one that just says, you know, like a subtle McComb RPSC, or maybe just in a white lettering on the back window, very low, you know, kind of low profile, just our website URL. And I know the hams, they have those little frequency things and put 147.2. And nobody knows what it is, but if you're a ham, you know what it is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I cleared off the back window. And I said I get some panda stickers. You know, so I got to find those because I got to put that on the back. You know, on the opposite side, one side says don't panic, and on the other side it's just going to be a panda. So that's what my aunt calls the car, is a panda car.
A panda? A panda or a penguin? That's a penguin, though.
Well, if you look at it, it looks like a panda. You know, it's got the black front, white doors, and the black back, and then, of course, the black tires, so it looks like a panda. In fact, apparently that's what they call the patrol units out in the UK, as they call them, pandas, because they're black and white.
I don't know if you remember that old movie, Fargo. That was interesting how she called their accent up there, she called the patrol car a prowler. She came in the house, and apparently they take the car home, which some agencies do that. It is really cold, and she comes in. You know, the prowler needs a jump.
That's funny. Yeah, there's I only found one black and white that looks like mine, but it has different lights on it. That's for Saginaw County, and it says Sheriff Patrol on the side. And it's got a big red gun ball and a big blue gun ball, one on each side, like the old school lights.
Oh, yeah, almost all of them are the very, very low profile lights, and you can't really see until you get up on them. But, yeah, the old ones are still out there, I guess, smaller departments maybe, I don't know.
No, I'm talking about the old-fashioned, you know, Adam 12, you know, the old red and blue. It wasn't even a full twin sonic. It was just two single rotating lights with a siren in the center. And all of a sudden on the side was Sheriff Patrol. So I'm thinking it's got to hit it. You got to do something with Saginaw County.
You would think they would do something updated. You know, I would imagine there'd be LEDs at least, but I don't know. It just sounds like they're going budget there. But, hey, you know, whatever works for them. Yeah, the Adam 12, the original one, I don't think they were rotating. Weren't they just like front and back facing lights and they alternated? But, yeah, you're right. The federal system, the speaker was right in the middle. Oh, those were that was old.
Yeah, it was on a Mercury Marauder, I think. Not a Marauder. Oh, I can't think of the name of the car now. But, yeah, when he tells it to go hit the red.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, that's right, because that in your early days, that's where that was your stomping grounds, California. So they do things a little bit different out there. So you must have saw a lot of that then. And, yeah, they got black and whites out there. That's one of the major things. Yeah, Macomb County, as far as we talked about this before. I don't recall Macomb County having any black and white.
KKK, Joe. Oh, I can't remember because my neighbor, when I went, was a deputy sheriff, and he always brought the patrol car. I can't remember that far back, but L.A. County or black and white.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do recall that now that you mention it. So that's going
back to, what, geez, I was up there 86 to 89, roughly. Yeah, and they were all black points, and they had the twin sonics. And they were just starting to come off with the air horns on them. And it's just the black, the electronic air horn. You know, now everyone has it. In mine, like I said, I disabled the overheads, and I disabled the other strobes. And I still have the air horn, though. That's nice to use when you get stuck.
Yeah, I just cruised onto a webpage here looking at the historic livery, shall we say, for Macomb. And they got a picture of a Desert Expedition. It's pretty much all white with a black stripe down the middle. And then the seal on the door, of course. But there was some sedans that had a version of black and white, but they did not look like the California style of yours. You know, the traditional is some different, but... Anywho, all right, I guess I'll cut you loose and figure out what I'm going to do for lunch here. Have a good one, Tom, drive safe, and we'll talk later. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, after you, sir.
You go down to Anna's Country Kitchen there, you know, Georgia's place, old place. They got pretty good lunch. All right. Go find something to eat, and I'll chat later. 73 for now. KCKQ.
Hey, Tom, real quick. I just saw the sign at George's Village Cafe. Apparently George is gone, or I don't know. They're calling it Maria's Place now. So that's his wife. And it's still the Village Cafe, but it's interesting. There's a story there. I got to figure that out. But all right, we'll talk later. NAWRO.
Yeah, George went back to Greece, Maria stayed. I think they are no longer unified, I guess you can say. So she took it over. And then I think Jess, one of the cooks, is part owner as well.
That's exactly what I was wondering. But, yeah, leave it to you to have the scoop. So that's kind of what I figured. If he actually left and went back to the old country, then I figured something like that happened. So, all right, well, that's a good idea then. I might drop in, say hi. And they do have good food over there. Their skillets are the best. But, all right, let you go. NAWRO, clear.
73, KKK, Joe.
Nope, time slot is not it. You need to use a different Brandmeister server. You need to use the Chicago 3104 server. Yeah, I'm using the statewide one talk group on the Brandmeister 3104 server. So to everyone else, it probably sounds like I'm talking to myself, but no, it's you need to change the Brandmeister server that you connect to in order to use the MI5 system. Yeah, all right. I'll be standing by for another radio check. KFA EDQ. Zulu Alpha Golf. Yeah, it depends on what kind of hotspot you have. The information does get put into the hotspot. I won't be able to help you if you have like an open spot because I'm more familiar with PiStar. So if you're on a PiStar hotspot, you'll go into configuration. And then change the DMR master to the 3104 server. Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. Yeah, it looks like you can go into the hotspot by accessing the web interface, navigate to connectors page, and then select the homebrew/MMDVM page or tab. And then under the server settings, choose the 3104 Brandmeister server. So good luck on getting that figured out, and maybe we'll hear you again out here. KFA EDQ, I'll be clear and listening.
Hey, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. I'm going in now with 3104. I found it in the ZooDV is what I'm using.
You got it. You got it straightened out. I can see you on the DMR dashboard. So it looks like you're getting out over the repeaters, too. So I think you got it straightened out. KFA-EDQ.
KFA-EDQ is KZAG. I appreciate the help. I don't know why I picked 3102. I guess, there's a lot of reading and stuff to learn about this. Slowly but surely, I'm getting there. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir, and you have a good day. KFA-EDQ, this is Keroid Zulu Alpha Golf. Happier, happier, happier. 7-3.
K-8-Z-A-G, KFA-EDQ. Very good. I don't have your name on here, but it's good to meet you, and I'm glad that we could get it straightened out. So have a fantastic day. KFA-EDQ, I'll be clear.
Okay, Mike, the name is Leon, Lima Echo Oscar November. Thank you very much again, and I will go clear also. KF8EDQ, KZAG, 7-3. Got KF8S. Yeah, I was able to listen to conversations before I changed, so yeah, I was wondering how that happened, and I start looking around again. I happened to get a call, fortunately, from Michael there, and thank you guys very much. Appreciate it. All right. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Don't click.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha
Golf. You head back this way, Tom? N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, shortly. I'm in Lansing right now. Why would talk?
Oh, nothing. Just curious how your day's going. It's starting to rain here up in Richmond, but nothing,
Yeah, I was getting FEMA alerts in regards to it, and I didn't know if it was a net going or not.
Well, I've got some up north of us, and I think St. Clair might have one, but nothing for Macomb yet. We're going to see where you're at. Yeah, stuff up in the Bay City area, I guess.
Yeah, it's like really windy here and downtown Lansing. I mean, I'm staring at the Capitol. Literally.
Alrighty. I know exactly where you're at then, and for what it's worth, the radar's not showing much around that area. But they are popping out, just little pop-ups, so who knows, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be anything substantial. I think it's just going to be some pop-up and some rain, a little bit of thunder. That's about it. I don't think anything massive is coming across or as expected today.
Yeah, I agree. Not for us in Michigan, at least in our area, but apparently the East Coast might be getting hit, like actually New York City and D.C. I think they're under a tornado watch. Luckily, that's not us.
Yeah, we got this little bubble over us. So far, it's been holding pretty steady lately. Oh, look, the Capitol building. Pretty. I'm going to stop off at the peanut shop here, get some probe and get some product, and then I'll be on my way. I will talk to you soon. KCKGL.
Copy your last. Safe travels. NAWRO, clear.
KC8KGL, W8BPD. W8BPD, KC8KGL. Go ahead, Brian.
Heard you talk about this nut place several times. I'm looking for butter toast covered cashews. You could take a look and see if they have those and let me know next time we talk. That would be fabulous.
Butter cashews, butter toffee cashews. Okay, I'll look for them.
Thanks a lot. I'll let you go so you can do your thing. W8BPD, I'll be standing by.
KC8KGO.
KC8KGO, 88MD.
Hey, Dave. Where are you out and about to today?
Hey, Tom, I'm Northwest Detroit, out working a trouble ticket for a customer on their phone line, but they're not home.
POTS are still around? Oh, my Lord.
There's a few left. How's my audio today? I made some adjustments. Is it any better?
Much better. A lot cleaner, too. Not blasting my speaker out of my radio.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've been working on this one and my radiality to bring the audio back along. I think I got the radiality all set, and this one seems to be doing better now.
Absolutely. It sounds a lot better. Are you going to be at the meeting next Thursday?
Yes, I am. I was glad to see they rescheduled it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad as well, because I was in St. Joseph's all day Thursday.
All right, well, very good. Well, I just heard you out there. I'm going to get back to what I was doing. So good talking to you, and we'll catch you down the line.
73, KGO. WATPD. Brian, you still out there?
88MP.
Okay, Dave. Brian, WABPD, KCKGO, you still out there? KCKGO, monitoring and working as usual.
WARIT.
Hey, Dave. KCKGO.
Hello. Great to meet you, Tom. How are you today?
Tired.
Yeah, that about sums it up for me, too. Tired. Had a couple things to do while I get home, but I'll see you home in a little bit. I'm here for a training class. Not ready to get out. So anyways, where are you located at? I just left, well, a little while ago, left the Simplex office here. Talked a little bit with Mike Kahoffer a little bit.
Yeah, what's the training class for? I think I'm losing you, Dave, because you're kind of garbled on that one. KCKGO.
Big shindig?
He must be on an HT. No, I said I'm in downtown Lansing. Coming back from Grand Rapids. And what training were you doing over at the Simplex office?
Oh, the training was basically just a refresher for DMP. Just a refresher for DMP. And then we got a refresher for VISTA 128 later. They just held it over here at the Simplex office due to the fact of the events going on with all the bigwigs over at the office. So they booted us off because I guess they didn't have any area in the meeting room for us available. So she made arrangements for us to come over to the Simplex office.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Well, at least I don't feel too bad. Sounds like you didn't make it there either. They were supposed to have the Mission Barbecue, and then, I don't know, I guess they were going to give away some swag or something like that. So I wouldn't mind going there for a little bit of some lunch, but figured that they had to schedule us out of the office on that day. I think they had that done with a reason, purposefully.
I don't know, we got an invitation to go to the luncheon. And was that today, I take it?
Yes. Roger, roger. We also had the invitation, too, but we had the other invitation. I guess it was more important. We were joking, saying, yeah, we all should have just taken a sick day, but showing up anyways.
Nothing wrong with keeping busy.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I hope that will be the trend coming up here, because, well, like I say, I've heard some other rumors here about some other accounts, major accounts that we might lose, so that doesn't look too good either, the two banks that we do. So I think I heard some rumors saying that they might be going bye-bye for us, and that's not looking too good for me, because right now as it stands, I've only got one person below me. As far as seniority goes, so I'm almost there to be on the be cut, basically.
I wouldn't panic too much. Lose one, gain two.
Well, I hope not, but we'll see. I've been kind of just being like a mini Pearl, just stocking up all my pennies. I had been, you know, looking at some other things, like I was talking about the 5550 with you the other week, but I'm kind of hesitant right now to get it, you know, just in case. Just in case something unfortunate happens, but there's a couple other miscellaneous things I'm going to keep on going, but I really haven't been buying anything right now other than the bare necessity.
Well, you don't necessarily have to get the 5550. I mean, you can save some pennies by getting the 4550, and it's just as effective.
Yeah, we have been talking with you and Donald. I might want to do one of each. I was thinking maybe get a 4550 and put that in the mobile, and then get something for home, and then, it's kind of silly, Tom, but yeah, a lot of the major points that I would like to get the 5550 is simply just because of the color display. And I know that's not really much with how the radio operates as far as, you know, anything technical or, you know, as far as what it transmits, et cetera, operation, but just kind of a little bit of the luxury. Okay, I took a place on eBay, and it seemed to be pretty reputable. It was here in the States, too, selling, I think they had about 10 of them, 10 of the 5550s, and had good descriptions, and I think they were, like, in very good, you know, aesthetic shape for $300, but I figured, I'm going to hold off right now. But I know, I may go back and pick one up here. Just like I say, there's some other things I'd like to get radio-wise, so I've got to kind of get my priorities, what I want to spend the money on first. But I was talking with another Brad, and he told me about another one. I've got the model number now here, or the Baker. Might have been Radiology, but it was I was talking about getting, you know, something with 220 megahertz. And he said, well, take a look at this one here. It's basically a tri-band, 2 meter, 220, and 440 with DMR. And I think it was a Radiology manufacturer. I'll have to go back and take a look at the link. But I looked at the cost, and it was $500. I'm like, wow. I'll have to think about that one now a little bit.
Yeah, well, I ordered a Radtel. Tri-bander, and you get it for like $30, like that. You know, just a toy to mess around with. It's got 220 on it. I already have another little 220 HD. Just to mess around with it.
Yeah, well, all these are just things to keep in mind here about shop around and see which one, at the time I'm looking for one, see which one fits the bill for me to pick up and purchase here. But Motorola is looking the likeliest. 220, it's kind of nice. It's just a little bit of a dream to have something for just simply having the capability. Although it's probably going to be like, if I got the radio, it's going to be pretty much, you know, who are you going to end up speaking to it with? Because like I said, I've listened a little bit on 220, and it's very rarely, if ever, used around here. Remember, I had a friend, Carl, I think he passed away, I'm not certain. He had been living out in California, and he had spent, yeah, every bit of, you know, 2 meters, 6 meters, 220, 440, you know, 900 and so is just about all occupied. I guess it's probably pretty hard to get any kind of coordination for repeaters because the population density as far as that goes. So maybe we're kind of fortunate here. So, well, what were you doing out in Lansing? What kind of work were you doing in Hackford?
Well, I was actually in Grand Rapids doing access, and Lansing was to get peanuts because I ran out.
Ah, okay. Yeah, have some snacks for the road as you drive home so you can munch on something. Don't get too famished as you're traveling.
Oh, I just got a few things. Plus, I got something for a friend of mine. You know, he likes this one mixed nuts mix, and his wife likes this berry cherry mix. So, I got a pound of each for him. So, I'll probably push base with him later to see if he's going to be home.
Is he listening? I've been looking for him.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch it. I think that was a question directed to Tom. I didn't recognize the voice, though. Tom, I think they were directing that question to you, so turn it back to you.
Well, who was, I didn't see the ID to come across as who that was. I mean, was that Bryant, W-A-P-P? K-A-K-K-J. Negative, it was I, W-A-F-U. And I wanted to know if, while you were listening, because I'm assuming that's who you meant when you said you picked up a pound of stuff for him. I assume he meant Wally. I've been looking for him. I've tried him on P25. I tried him on analog. Thought I'd try him here as well.
Hey, I'm here.
There he is. I had a question before I, you can answer when it comes back around, but those 7550s in the box that I got from you that are sitting in my office, are those programmed up with the ARPSec template?
No. They're just programmed up with everything that we had at the time. Most of it's in there. You're referring to the Dream Groove part of it?
Negative. I left my radio at home, so I was going to grab one, but I wasn't sure if they were programmed. That's all. Oh, well. That's enough. I just, well, you can comment on that and then pass it over to Tom.
I'll just give me a call when you get a chance. I'm on the bat phone or the regular phone. I've been busy at work.
On the air lately.
Go
ahead, Tom. W-A-F-U. Yeah, Wally, are you at the home office or the office today? I think that is. He went back to work. Go ahead, John.
Well, who else do we got in there? I heard you talking with somebody. I don't want to leave them out of the loop here. I'm just starting my travel home. I wanted to get with Wally real quick on those X3 7550s I got sitting around because I forgot mine at home. I was going to grab one of those, but I was busy all day, so it didn't matter. Anyhow, who was the other gentleman out there? Not Wally, not Tom, not me. It was...
Here's I, Shazam. Yes. Hi, good afternoon, Sean. No, it's about Dave, W-A-R-I-T, and we were just yakking, about radios and just some other stuff like that, some small talk and whatnot. So how are you this afternoon?
Right now. Yeah, I was actually talking about Wally, because Marion likes those, that cherry berry mix, so... I got a pound of that for her and a pound of best mix for Wally. Just going to see if he was what office he was in today.
I'm here. Yeah, I'll be.
Tom, do you want to try to coordinate with Wally before we get back to the round table?
Yeah, Wally, are you at your home office or are you at the work office? Because I won't be back in that area until around 17:30.
By then, I'll be at home. I'll be at the home office.
Okay. And I'll stop by, I'll drop him. Go ahead, John.
Seems like everything's going awkward today. Did you copy?
Yeah, I copy. I don't know if maybe where I'm at. There's some sketchy areas out here, looks like.
Okay, very good. All right, yeah, just, I'll find you right around 5:30. Brian, BPD, I think that was you. Go ahead.
No, it was Dave. And Dave, I heard everything you said. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. I'm just making my way home from work. Oh, it was a super light day, I guess. Got some projects to do after stopping to do a little bit of some grocery shopping because I'm a bit famished. We had no barbecue today. anywho, kind of lost in the sauce here with the conversation here, so let me see. I'm not even certain who's all in here. I think I know of three people. Let me see if I turn it over to Tom, and let me get back in the flow of the conversation here. It's a little hard to hear. Some of the audio is a little bit choppy and a little too digitized for me. I'm trying to struggle to hear what is being said. Anyways, Tom, over to you. KCHKJO from WARIT.
Yeah, I keep switching towers.
First month when it's been Bancroft, that's the plan thing. But, all right, Wally, I said you'll be at the home office at 17:30, so I'll see you down there, drop off your packages. And then I think I got Sean there, so you go ahead and coordinate Sean with Wally. I'll see you guys down there in a bit. KCKJO.
Oh, I got no coordinating to do. All I got to do is just drive along here on 16 Mile Road heading for my house. So it's all good.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I was off Grand Rapids, and then that's all I had to do. And then it's going to take me a couple hours to get home, so we stopped off in Lansing, me and my coworker, and grabbed some nuts. And I remember that Marion liked cherry berry things, so I got her some of that. And then, it was like a 5-minute in, 5-minute out kind of thing. And I'll head back that way. And I was with KB8SWR last week, helping him load a couple doors into his truck in his area on Friday. Missed him yesterday, though.
Well, I'll see if I got it.
Yeah.
Well, when the opportunity arises, you want to grab Wally's nuts. That's what I say. Anyhow, Dave, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to keep a straight face here and keep a little some morals with myself here with that kind of conversation here. So let's see what's changing that. Actually, I got some projects to do tonight when I get home here. I got the grass cut over the weekend here. And boy, did it turn out dry and brown. I tried to cut it a bit higher than normal, but with all that heat you had, it dried it out for certain here. But I got some intended work to do and kind of put together more of a website that I can release for Boy Scouts for our ham radio club, but it's an organization we had for the JOTA. So I'm trying to put together some info for, well, get some things assembled, I should say, beforehand, and I'm going to try to put together a website with pages for the Boy Scouts that can help explain some things for their radio merit badge requirements. And that's another project I need to get back into a little bit more of a swing, become more active in that. Go to my merit badge counselor, my training for that. And I'll be looking forward to later in the year coming up in October for the Jamboree on Air. I haven't done that in a few years past since COVID, so I'm going to see about my other friend, see if he's still operating in that. So I've been keeping kind of busy doing some radio-oriented things here, and I've got a ton of them. I think every time I get one accomplished here, I look and think, well, I add three more to the list.
Radio work is never done. I got another one coming in the mail today. So it's another one I got to figure out. KCKJO. Over to you, Sean, before you get home.
Oh, yeah, I got a little ways to go here. But, we did this Oxcom training over the weekend, and I think I'm going to be focusing some of the time I have to dedicate to amateur radio to that. There's the workbooks to complete, and I want to start getting a little bit more active. Probably sign up for the Dream Crew detail, one of the detail there. But there's a bit to do with that whole Oxcom thing. In addition to all the training, then there's getting the workbook completed, filled out, and all that stuff. So I want to start looking into what that's going to take. And they've got even more. They've got beyond what we took. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, but once I get this under my belt, I might start looking into some of the other things that they offer. Good stuff. I enjoyed the class. I don't know about the others. And I was kind of familiar with most of it, but I thought it was really worthwhile. We have quite a number of people that are all going to be able to claim, Oxy. At the end of the day, so that's pretty cool. So it was a lot of fun. Tom, I take it you couldn't participate or had some other obligations when it comes back around. I think Wally checked out. I'm not sure. I never heard him check in or out or anything. So, Wally, I don't know. We don't mean to pass you by there. If you've got something to add, go ahead. If not, Dave, go ahead and pick it up.
No, I'm good. Go ahead, Dave. W8BD. I'm listening, but I'm going to stand outside the conversation for a minute.
Okay. Well, Tom, I was going to ask you, have you progressed any further doing any work on your mobile vehicle for radio? And the second thing I was asked, did it come with any holes cut out, you know, already pre-drilled for antennas? Did you use those, maybe like NMO mounts? And then I think it was Phil. If you would, tell me a little bit more about the AUXCOM training, if you would. Like, how I'm assuming it's probably like a chapter or broken down into sections. Can you tell me a little bit about the sections? Like, how you go through it? And then do you do like a section like per afternoon, or does it take longer to do than that for each section to be able to complete?
Well, when it comes around to AUXCOM, I'll let Sean answer that one because I didn't go. That would have been a long day for me. And Thursday and Friday I had 2 12-hour days, so I was pretty much burnt out. I slept most of Saturday, and then Sunday I was just totally immobile. You know, so maybe the next time it comes around, you know, when I get a chance, I'll, you know, try to get into it. Please get AUX-C done. There's always other opportunities. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I don't know how frequent, but I think they'll, they see an interest down this way. I think they'll make it a point, so that's good. But no, it was 2 days. It was Saturday and Sunday. Report in by 8 a.m., and classes were scheduled till 5. I think day one they went every bit of some. And day two they did compressed lunch and got us out a little early, but two full days, scheduled 8 to 5, and I think they ran 8 to 5 and 8 to, or 8 till a little after 5 and then 8 till about 3:30 on the second day. So you give up an entire weekend, and, you know, of course the instructors are giving up more than that because they're driving, you know, in some cases 5 and 7 hours. One of the instructors was out of the UP. So he had a 7-hour drive to get home. Another one had a 5-hour drive, and I think the closest of the three instructors, or one of the other instructors, was he was still going up near Sweeping Bear or Silver Lake, one of them too. So they come from a long way to do this. That's dedication because they don't get paid. They get their reimbursed, but, you know, for expenses. But anyhow, bottom line is two days. They go through everything. You know, there's like, I think there was 9 units that they went through, and they go through each one, and then you have these exercises, you know, that you do, and then they go over them, you know, as a group and then in the class, and, you know, and then the real proof in the pudding is the workbook, because they give you a workbook, and now you got to go to events. There's certain events where they're actually lit up, and they can actually assign you tasks, see that you do it satisfactorily, and then sign off on your workbook, and, you know, and so that could take, they give you 2.5 years. They give you a half year to get your workbook started and 2 years to get it completed. You know, it's an ongoing thing, really. Dave, if that answers, you know, most of your question there.
That seems like a lot. Once I get things settled down and home, maybe, so. I like doing my RFC thing, and you know, I got contracted next year to do a bunch of horse shows up, and it's taken up most of my summer. And then, plus with the city, I got reappointed. I got reaffirmed as the chairperson for a planning commission, so my plate's full there for now. But we'll see how it goes. Oh, and, yeah, Friday, I said I was in Saginaw, and I felt, Jeff, see what he was doing, just stop by and do a meet and greet. Ended up hanging with him at Lowe's, loaded up some doors for his fun file.
If Dave jumped in that last time, I missed it after I talked. But, yeah, Tom, you know, you certainly don't have to. It's nice that we have a good assortment of AUX-C people within the group. not everybody has to do that. As a matter of fact, while we were doing this thing, a lot of times we're having us manage a group of 15 to 20 non-Oxy people, you know, CERT, ARCSIC, whatever. So your Oxy guys would just, you know, would just be able to handle the, you know, the organization and the structure and paperwork necessary, you know, for all the, you know, for that part of it, which is real important if you've got a declared emergency and you've got to be able to be accountable for, you know, for any funding or anything like that. But the regular RPC group is perfectly, you know, deployable within that framework. You know, it's just you wouldn't be the one actually setting up the frequencies and nets and things like that. So really no big deal. Just nice that we as a group have, you know, a good selection of Oxy trained guys in the group. So now we got to work on getting some COMTs and COMLs and all that good stuff, and we'll be sitting pretty.
W8RAT, Davey, you still out there? Or did we lose you?
Huh? I think we lost him. I know he's on the HD. And right around St. Croix Shores now. Which never seems to be able to get the Detroit Tower.
Mm. Yeah, that sounded interesting. You know, I like the radio end of it, and, for RC, and I like being deployed out and saying, hey, and, you know, go check this out, go check that out. To me, that's like old-time law enforcement. You know, that's what I did. And, but setting it up and doing all the other stuff, but I don't want to be held accountable for any of that. I have enough responsibility.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. You know, like you said, the bigger group and then a small group that can handle that part of it, you know. It'll work quite well in concert. So, not a big thing. I wonder if Fred's listening. Fred, are you out here? So I was wondering, because he does that Mike MS thing, I wonder if there's opportunities to get task books worked on or signed for that, because that would be a little closer than the things they have planned. They got Bridgewalk, Iron Man, and Electric Forest, none of which are around the corner for us. I think the Mike MS stuff, any one of those might be a little closer for at least some of it. If there's an opportunity to get books signed.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm looking forward to the Woodward Dream Cruise. Couldn't do it last year, right, other commitments, but I'm going to do it this year. And hopefully my daughter will have her car by that time that rolls around. You know, then I'll bring my cruiser out. But if not, then I'm going to hang with either John or Jim to my Uber me over to John's house or ride out with somebody else and go help out at the Dream Cruise. I like the Dream Cruise. I like classic cars. And maybe the Berkeley Parade, that sounds like fun too.
Yeah, now that you mention that, we'll have to get a hold of Dell, see if maybe the Dream Cruise could in any way make that, at least get a little something checked off. All right, I just got home. I'm going to back in the driveway here, get inside, and see what awaits me. You travel safe, and I don't know if Dave probably destituted, so I'm guessing that's what happened. Well, he's probably still listening. Take care, and like I said, Tom, you travel safe, and we'll talk to you a little later. I have made my dock, so I'm going to make this my last. W8FU at Pierce.
All right, sounds good. See what you want to eat today. I think we're having pork chops. I'm not sure. All right, take it easy, Sean. 73 for now. KCA KGO.
KCA KGO, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Hey, Ben, you're still out there?
Yes, I am. Just dropped my vehicle off at the garage and hopped in my personal vehicle, and now I'm heading back home. Radiodity this time. I was on the qualifying last time. How does this one sound?
That one sounds good, too. Yeah, nice, clear.
I'll have to turn the volume down. Perfectly audible, 5-9, as we say. Okay, thank you.
All right, very good, thank you. Yeah, I dropped it to, well, the indicator on the GPS software says 4 dB.
Yep, you sound a lot clearer now. So, got it good there. I'm going to pass this, not my ear. Maybe not. Okay, I did. Oh, good. So they don't let you take your service vehicle home?
No, I drive a Ford F-450 bucket truck, and it's just too big to park in my driveway.
Oh, yeah, I get that. I just drive a Transit 150.
And I understand you're going to be at the time being the cruise this year?
Yes. Last year I forgot what commitment I had, but this year I don't have that commitment, so I'm not doing any horse shows that are made of fair, so that opens up my calendar. So I'm going to be there with bells and whistles. Well, at least with bells.
Yeah, I put in Ford as well. I'll see if they need me. But I would not mind working. I was thinking the same thing you guys were. I caught the tail end of your conversation. I'm wondering if there's a way to get anything signed off on the task book at the Dream Cruise. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to try and make the Ironman. I don't see why I shouldn't be able to. I did put my name in the hat for that one as well. And I don't know about the Bridgewalker or the other, but Ironman seems like it would be interesting.
They all sound interesting, obvious. You know, actually, Bridgewalk, I mean, I've driven over the bridge. I've never actually walked it, but that seems like fun. As long as they don't put me on top of the bridge and saying, here, you stand right here and give out water. And like, no, I'm not going to. That's too much for my vertigo.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I could do either side of the bridge. I don't think I could walk it. My knees will not stand that kind of punishment. And so I don't think I would do the walking part. Now, if they let me ride my bike over, that might be an option. Wouldn't mind doing that. And I was looking over the task book today. It doesn't seem like anything's very difficult. It's just a matter of getting it in somewhere. Although most of it seemed to be having options for a tabletop exercise to fulfill a commitment. So maybe that's something that we can get with the group and work out for those of us who went to the training class, do some tabletop exercises over the throughout the year. And pick up that way, and it looks like we've got two COMCs in the group that can do sign-offs for us, so that shouldn't be too hard to get accomplished.
Oh, did you go to the off-com training too over the weekend?
Yeah, it was excellent. Very good. Highly recommend it for anybody, even if you don't want to do the task book. There's a lot of good information in there, and really enjoyed the class.
Yeah, if there's another opportunity that arises, I might take it. Just go to the class just for general knowledge. You know, I don't mind volunteering. I said, but I got so much stuff. You know, actually, I said, next year I'm doing a bunch of horse shows at the county parks. You know, they hired me to do that. It's been a few years since I've been in that ring. You know, like I said, plus I do stuff for my city, you know, so I got to keep on top of that as well.
Yeah, there's plenty to do out there if you go look for it. I'm sneaking up on retirement here about another 18 months, so I should be able to finish my task book in that time frame, and then I'll be have a little bit more availability to volunteer for whatever, whenever. So this is a really good time for me to take that. The last 20 years or so working for AT&T would have been difficult to get any real time off to go to any emergencies. It seems like timing's right on everything.
Oh, I got about another 10 years before I retire, and I'll be 67 when I do. You know, I like what I do. So I get left alone, me and my coworker. We pretty much handle whatever's thrown at us. He's got about another 10 years as well. So we'll be out of there soon enough. Then I could dedicate more time to more projects.
That sounds good. Yeah, I'm going at 62. I like what I do, but my knees and other joints are not tolerating it as well as they used to, and so I want to get out before I completely destroy all my joints.
Too late. I already did that. I got arthritis at two wrists. My knees, well, they don't like kneeling on concrete anymore. Got a shoulder that I had fixed. So, yeah, I feel you. There's a couple times when I get down there now, and I groan when I get up. Yeah, makes it all the more interesting. I just have cast by your purse.
Yeah, mine is the climbing. I carry a 70-pound ladder. If I can't use my bucket, I got to carry the ladder in. If I can't carry the ladder in, I can gap in and go up on my hooks. But that's a little rough on the knees. The angles you're putting your joints at are not quite the way they were designed. So in my younger days, I didn't feel a thing. But now when I go up, always feels like I'm going to pop a knee, and I hate to do that when I'm up there.
Oh, yeah, I don't do any of that. Highest ladder I'll go up is an 8-footer, maybe a 10 tops. But extension, nope. Nope, nope, nope. I don't like heights. So, no extension ladders, nothing like that. My coworker, he's a couple years younger than me, and he's got a bad left leg. You know, he's got a metal rod in there. But stairs are wearing on him, so kind of work in tandem and get things done. He does all the bucket work, all the lift work. I just stand down there and put tools in a in a bag or something and send it up on a rope. About as much as I'll do.
Well, that sounds like that'll work. Well, I'm getting into some heavy traffic here northbound on 75, so I'm going to let you go for now, and we'll talk to you later. Especially great, 88 MP.
All right, have a good one. See you today. 73, drive safe.
This is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf, looking for a radio check. Anyone, anywhere. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf, it's KS8EDQ, Mike again. So, yeah, you're making it through the system, at least through the hotspot. I didn't check the dashboard yet.
Yeah, Mike, the dashboard is populating now. The only question I have now, I'm using a Blue DV, and I'm not able to connect to Talk Group 51 directly with the hotspot I'm using. Do you know anything about that? Can you do that, or is it strictly over the repeater to get to it?
Roger, this is KSA-EDQ. On the repeaters, when you're coming in over physical RF, the top groups are 51 through 56, statewide 1, statewide 2, then event 1 through 4. But in order to contact this MI5 system through Brandmeister, it needs to go through this specific top group, which is, I think it's like 31261 or something like that. I don't have it memorized.
Yeah, it's 31261. And then the other one for Talk Group 52 is 31262. But I tried getting on with the hotspot directly using Talk Group 51, but I guess I'm not real familiar with their network, and it seems like that's a closed network, and you cannot probably, I wouldn't be able to use Brandmeister for sure, but they say that you can use a WHCMM as the server, but there's no way that I could see that you could do it. So apparently the only way to get into the network from the outside is through the 31261 or 31262. So back to you, sir. KF8EDQ, KZAG.
KAZAG, KF8EDQ, yeah. The only way to get through to the MI5 system through a hotspot is through Brandmeister, which The MI5 system is not a Brandmeister native system. So it's completely separate. It has the internet talk groups 51 through 56, but then 51 is linked to Brandmeister 31, 261, and statewide 2 is on 262. So I think you're on your way to understanding it. So good luck with that, and it's good to hear you out here. KFA EDQ.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the comeback. Yeah, this is a whole lot different. I'm originally from Michigan, born and raised here, but moved to Florida about 20-some years ago, and now 2 years ago I moved back here to Michigan, and it's completely different as far as DMR. I really didn't pursue DMR in Florida too much, but I decided to do it here, so I'm learning a lot. So thanks a lot for coming back and talking to you again, Mike, and you have a good day, KFA EDQ, K8ZAG, 73.
K8ZAG, KFA EDQ. Yeah, Leon, welcome back to Michigan, and I hope you enjoy the radio hobby as much as you did down in Florida. So there's not a ton of traffic on the MI5 network, but I'm always happy to hear it when there is. So it's a great system. You probably already saw, but there's over 30 repeaters. I think it's like 35 or 36 repeaters linked to the system, so it's pretty cool. All right, take care. 73 KFA EDQ. I'll be clear and listening.
Okay, Mike, thanks. All right, Kate. Hey, clear.
Hey, Peter. Testing.
Hey, BY testing. Hey, FAU on statewide one.